everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Real Talk, Real Faith. We have a new guest with us today, so would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. It's Fumi.
Okay, so before we get into our topic or our topics for today, I want to ask you a few icebreaker questions.
Sure.
So the first question is, what's been your favorite university course so far?
My favorite course so far would be calculus, the first one, because that was when I got my IS. That one, that was my IS mark.
I don't remember you enjoying that class.
No, it's the first one. The first one was good.
Okay, okay.
The first semester was good. It was the, you know, the continuation. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think for me, it's a class I took in my second year. It's called Aesthetics and Politics.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's just we were reading a bunch of short stories and talking about the history. So it was fun. My next question. What's been your least favorite university course so far?
I don't know why, as biology students, we have to take anything that has to do with evolution or ecology. I don't like those. Okay. Anything that has to do with evolution, ecology, I don't like it. But I have to take it.
I think for me, it'd be economics. I took that in my first year. Yeah.
You don't like economics?
No.
Why?
I don't like reading graphs.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the only problem. The macro was, like, fine, because it's like you're talking about new stuff, but micro, I couldn't do it. I think my last question for the intro, what has been one song that you've really enjoyed this week? It doesn't have to be a gospel song, but, yeah.
Ooh, if you know me, I've been really obsessed with this Victoria Monet song. On my mama, on my hood, I look fly, I look good.
I don't know that song.
No, but I've been really obsessed with that song, and I don't know why.
Oh, did she just release an album recently?
I actually don't know, but she won a Grammy, and that led me to listening to her song. Okay, yeah.
I think for me, it's a K-pop song.
Just Queen.
No, because I haven't brought up any K-pop music in these. Yeah, it's called Tinnitus by TXT. It's good. I don't know, it feels a little bit Afrobeat-y.
Oh.
So it's nice. But if you listen to it and you listen to Afrobeats and it doesn't sound like Afrobeats to you, don't come after me. That's all I have. So for our topic today, we're talking about conquering post-secondary education. So we're good because we're both university students. And I know we've gone through a lot in the past. Well, you've been for 2 years, right?
Yeah.
So I want to talk a little bit more about, like, how we've been processing those things. So let's start with a little bit of, like, getting to know you. What has university been like for you so far?
Where do I start from?
Start from your first day.
Okay. So... For me, I applied for residence, but I didn't get the I didn't get the residence, so they gave me like a fresh week, so I got it for free.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, wow. So like I was able to attend like the activities and everything, and it was good. Like the people I met, I'm still friends with now. It was okay, but actually being in university and commuting. Yeah.
You should also mention you go to U of T.
Yeah. It's not it at all. No. Yeah.
So a little bit more on that. Like, how did you decide your university? And then maybe you can talk a little bit more about your majors. How did you decide your majors?
Okay. So we decided my university. I actually didn't want to go to U of T. I really wanted to go to McMaster and their science program so bad. Like that program, I don't know why. I just fell in love with it so much. But I didn't get into that program. Cause I told God that like no matter if I didn't get in or not, like it's whatever like the university I go to would be, despite if I get into McMaster or not, I'll still go there gladly. I was like, you know, if I get into McMaster, then I know you want me to get into McMaster. But if I don't, then I know
you don't,
it's UFT. Because I applied to
Carleton.
Yeah, Carlton also. But I was not going to go to Carlton.
Everybody's like third choice. Yeah.
I was not going to go to Carlton. But yeah, University of Toronto was my second choice. And it was the one in Scarborough. And then when picking my program, I picked, was it psychological and art studies? But then my second year, I picked I'm doing a double major. So what is my double major again?
Biology?
Human biology and population health, which is art studies. Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting, bro. Mm-hmm. I think mine is kind of similar. When I was actually applying, Mac was my first choice.
You see?
Yeah, like, but I got into Mac because mm-hmm. my thing is not as competitive as yours. But they sent it almost at the end of the cycle. So once I got U of T, I was like, there's no point waiting anymore. So I just decided to go to U of T. And then for my majors, mm-hmm. I had like five different ones that I wanted to choose from.
Oh.
Yeah, like history, mm-hmm. IR, international relations, political science, CRIM, and then East Asian studies.
Wow.
And I just went through, like, I took a bunch of different courses. Mm-hmm. I only applied to three, mm-hmm. IR and CRIM, like, because you know how it works, right?
Yeah.
So those were the closed ones. Mm-hmm. And I got accepted into CRIM first. So yeah. I was like, okay, I'm going to play.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, so now I'm just double majoring in criminology and East Asian studies.
Are you liking it?
It's good. I mean, I didn't think that they will overlap, but they do, which is weird. Oh. It doesn't make sense, but it does. So, yeah, it's been nice.
That's really good.
Yeah. Well, how do you like your majors now?
I mean, from the get-go, I already knew that I was going to do something, science or biology. But God will help me through it.
So I think my next question, mm-hmm. do you ever feel like you made the wrong choice with your uni or your major?
I definitely don't think I made the wrong choice at all. Like, yeah, as I know like the courses are actually difficult, but I actually do like what I'm doing. I actually do like everything. I actually don't think I did, like, there's any, like, I feel any type of disappointment, or like I felt like I did a mistake with the program that I chose. Good. Yeah.
Wow.
From the get go, I didn't know I was gonna do something science or biology.
As long as it's in like the general field that you want.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes like I wonder what it would be like to major in something else, but I don't think I made the wrong choice either. Because mm-hmm. it's like, even if the work is hard,
yeah,
like if you actually like the topic, mm-hmm. then it's okay, you can push yourself through it.
Yeah.
So I'll just move on then. There's no point following up with that. How would you describe your transition from high school mm-hmm. to university? Yeah.
Oh God. Yeah. Okay, high school was, I'm not that type of like outgoing. I mean, I'm outgoing with my friends, but I'm not that, like, I'm an extrovert. But extrovert to some extent. But I'm an introvert, but introvert to some extent.
Okay.
I'm a bit of both. Like, high school was good, like, but then COVID happened. But it was still okay because, I was still communicating with friends and everything. But once I got into university, like, there was none of my friends that went to, they went to UFT, but a different campus.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. And in terms of like the schooling and the grading system, it's actually quite okay. It wasn't a kind of like huge, a drastic change. Mm. It's just the commuting. Ugh. 2 hours.
Both ways, or like one way.
One way, 2 hours.
It's not.
It's not.
I'm also commuting too. Mine is almost 2 hours. It sucks, like, especially when there's delays.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. It's not worth it, but whatever. They should have given us residence.
I know.
For cheaper. Why are we paying $11K for residence? I think for me, my transition, yeah, like, high school wasn't that hard. I mean, I didn't take any science mm-hmm. courses, so it wasn't that bad for mm-hmm. me. But when I got into university, I think the main thing is just the amount of work, like the amount of reading that mm-hmm. you have to do.
Oh. I don't like reading.
Yeah, but you're in science, so you don't have to do as much.
I don't have to do as much reading. It's mostly like labs. Sorry, excuse me. It's mostly like labs, like reading like 4 pages of textbook. It's not. Yeah. I actually don't like reading too much.
For my first year, I had like 60 pages of reading 60. Per class. And I took 5 classes. So it was a lot. It was bad. In high school, I didn't read anything. So that was hard.
That would have been my 13th reason.
No, okay. You have to put a trigger warning on this. No. Yeah. And then I think just the grading.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was so happy when I got like an 85 on something. In high school, I would have been so sad.
That's really good, actually.
85 is like an A. Mm-hmm. It is an A, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's the transition. But my next question is, so you mentioned a little bit about the schooling and commuting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you say that you had any other issues in your transition from high school to university?
Like you said, the grading, my grades from, I was a 90 student, and then that all, like from A, like a A student, A plus student, now it's back, it's like B. Mm. So.
But B's are good. These are the product of hard work.
No, but it's definitely hard. And also, when my friends talk about, they're starting to do their volunteering and co-op.
Yeah.
In order to, you know, apply to med school and everything. I actually do find it hard because, you know, also like working, doing school and also doing church.
Yeah.
It kind of, I'm just kind of like, when will I have time to do volunteering? Yeah.
I would say your church work counts as volunteering. That's what I always use. Yeah. It's a wrap. I can also point out, I have some like specific stuff here.
Okay.
So like, how would you say, have you dealt with any stress in university?
Yes. Okay. You have two students. Which question is that?
So then like, how do you deal with stress? You can give like examples if you want.
Okay. For stress, I listen to gospel music, or when I'm on the bus, sometimes I just put my headphones on and not listen to anything, and just like sit down. Just it's a bit of a break throughout the whole ride, or just take a walk. Netflix, guys, K drama.
Turn your brain on. You can't really, because you have to read the subtitles.
Yes,
but yeah.
Those are the things I would say that, you know, kind of makes me feel less stressed. And also sleep. Guys, make sure you sleep.
Don't do all-nighters.
Sleep.
It doesn't help.
It doesn't.
Yeah, I think for me, it's a lot of the same things, like K-dramas. I read a lot now. I just bought a Kindle, so.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, so I've read like 30 books this year.
30!
Yeah.
I'm waiting to second month. Good job.
And then I also, if I'm like about to do something, mm-hmm. like instead of just listening to music, I'll put on karaoke and sing that like really badly so I can get whatever stress is in me out. Those are the things. So finding things that like help you relieve that stress is important. But then for the next one, have you dealt with imposter syndrome?
Wait, so what was, mean of it again?
I think it's like when you feel that you don't really belong where you are.
Yes.
Like you don't know enough.
To oh my
be.
Gosh.
Yeah.
There was a comment someone made that I'll never forget. I was asking one of my friends, then when I started university, it was still my first year, and it was the second calculus that I was complaining about.
Okay, yeah.
And he was like, he made a comment that I'll never forget.
Okay, I feel like I remember what it is.
It was like, it was like, how did you even get into this university?
Yeah.
I was just like,
offensive. Okay.
Like, why do you have to do me like that? Like, it's calculus, guys.
It's hard for everybody.
It was the second one. But yeah, I do definitely feel sometimes that I do not belong in that type of, you know,
like space.
Yeah. Because there are definitely people in that program that are, you know, very smart, very intelligent. Mm-hmm. And when you ask them for help or like, you know, need some type of guidance in a course or something, don't make it seem like you're like dumb.
Yeah.
Which is, I didn't know, well, like, people in UFT are like that.
That's
what
I was about to say. People in UFT are, like, stingy with helping. Yeah. I don't understand it.
But the thing is, I would still ask for help.
I haven't gotten a comment to ask anybody yet. No. Google is my friend.
Yeah. But, yeah, I will never forget that comment, though. But it's okay. We move forward.
I think I've also dealt with imposter syndrome. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's not, nobody has made comments like that to me.
Yeah.
But it's like, if I'm in class and the professor is asking questions, mm-hmm. and like, there are some people that just answer immediately, mm-hmm. and it takes even like 2 minutes to process what they've asked and formulate an answer. So like, I always feel dumb mm-hmm. next to the people who get it instantly. Mm-hmm. So
it's okay.
Yeah, I haven't dealt with that. I'm still going through it. Yeah. I think the next thing, have you dealt with like, have you experienced like feeling like you're falling behind?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Especially what I talked about, the co-op thing. Yeah. People are doing hospital volunteers, doing, you know, many type of different hospital volunteers that has to do with, you know, hospital workforce thing. Because I've heard that people are doing like, you know, lab, you know, stuff. Assistant, all this type of stuff. I definitely do feel like I'm falling behind, but I know it's gonna be okay. Mm. At the end, it's gonna be okay.
Thank God has your back.
Yeah. God, where are you?
Yeah, I think mine is a lot of the same. Like, mm-hmm. I'm planning on going to law school after.
Yeah,
but there are people who are like club presidents. And they're, like, running student council.
Oh, yeah.
And they're mm-hmm. already studying mm-hmm. for the LSAT, which we're supposed to be taking in June. Mm-hmm. And I haven't started studying yet. So, like, things like that make me feel a little bit mm-hmm. like you're falling behind. Mm-hmm. But I think it's just, like, everybody has their own pace. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what works for you. Mm-hmm. And some other people's, like, lifestyle or whatever doesn't work.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think the next thing is, have you experienced anxiety and the fear of failure?
Yes. Especially during exam season. Am I the only one? When is exam season? I start calculating all the... Oh, my mark. I see how much I need
to pass the class.
Because, like, those exams literally... I try so much, like, make sure I put all the effort in the beginning. So at the exam, I will not stress that much. But now, my program, the exams are now like 45%. They're now 35%. And there's a lot of assignments, a lot of tests every week. So, guys, why would you do that to me?
My experience is really different.
Like, why would you do that to me? That's like, I don't even know what to say at this point. God take the wheel.
No, but like, I think like the structure of our programs are different because mm-hmm. my stuff is more essay. Like mm-hmm. I haven't had tests I have tests for my Korean classes mm-hmm. because every week. Mm-hmm. But like for my other classes, it's just essays. Like halfway through the semester.
Like for us is a bit of everything. We have like writing reports. We have you have to do assignments, quizzes. It's like pre-lab, it's like pre-lecture, and then a quiz after the lecture.
Wait, so in person, like on paper quiz?
No, it's online.
Oh, okay.
We have a certain amount of days to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a lot.
Yeah, I don't like having a bunch of small assignments.
And then it's weighted so small, but it's very significant
because of the final exam. Yeah.
You have to. That's like I try so much to make as much as the assignments and everything is like small percentages. I always make sure to always put effort in it because the exam is not going to be easy.
No, see, I wish I had that kind of foresight because mm-hmm. when I look at my breakdown, if I see something worth 15%,
I'll
wait till the last minute. That's what I for all my assignments.
No,
like I don't know about it since the beginning of the semester. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, 2 days before.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I haven't started my assignment yet. And it could be, like, a research. Like, I had to do, like, 2 annotated mm-hmm. bibliographies, like, 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I did them both the night before that they were due.
Queen.
Yeah. So, Yeah, and then when the exam comes, I'll be crying.
No. Yeah, after I always make sure to put all the effort in the beginning.
Nah, I don't have that much, like, willpower.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. Much,
yeah. I think one of the last parts of this I wanted to ask is, like, have you experienced any issues with, like, having fun and finding friends?
Oh, yeah.
In university?
So now that I work and church and school, I believe you have a different schedule. My friends have a different schedule. Yeah. So it's very difficult for us to have, like, a day where we are both off to find a day to hang out, which is the same with my friends, because they have their own, you know, their own lives too. So it's definitely hard for me to hang out. And for people in my program too, we know that it's stressful. So sometimes we try to, you know, when we're at school together, well, we're like, oh, we ask, oh, is anybody at school? So we can, you know, that little time.
Yeah,
that little time is also nice. And also, like, in my university, there's, like, a Black Student Association thing. And I don't know why. There's a lot of, like, Nigerians at my school. So I just hang out there. Like, they even bring food, jollof rice. I always hang out there. Yeah, it's really good.
There's not enough Nigerian people on my
guys campus. Come to University of Toronto.
Well, yeah, because at downtown, it's only Asian people that are there.
Yeah.
So I haven't found Nigerian people yet.
Yeah, there's a lot of Nigerians in my school.
Yeah.
Especially Black people.
But I think, have you, like, tried joining any clubs other than the Black Student Association?
No.
Oh.
I haven't joined any clubs, guys. Yeah. What time do I have?
It's like, I joined one club. I mean, I started a club.
Mm-hmm.
It's dead. Nothing's happening with it. I know. I'm sad. It died because blame the university. But, like, I joined one club. But, like, they'll be putting stuff. And it's not their fault. But they'll be putting them on Sundays, like, at 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm not going to make it downtown after going to church. Or they'll put it on the first Saturday, it's like night, so I can't go. So things like that, it's hard to balance everything. I think we're going to move on to the next section now.
Okay.
Okay. You said you might not answer this question.
Okay.
But what is the biggest flop you've experienced in university this far?
I said I was looking to answer. You asked you this question.
I know if you want to answer it. I don't know if you changed your mind.
Oh, which course would that be? It'd probably be ecology. Yeah, ecology. Guys, I already said I hate anything that has to do with evolution.
And we have to describe
anything that has
flop,
to do with
though.
Ecology. Okay, I'll describe it. Yeah. I put so much effort into studying that class. Guys, let me say something about UFT. If you write an exam and you felt like you did good in the exam, you did not do good at all.
My mom, every time they ask me how I did, I'm like, the ones where I thought I failed, I did good.
The
ones where I was confident,
That exam, that night before I was studying, even weeks before, I think it was my first exam, I was studying so hard for the exam. Went to the exam, did everything, wrote. I look at the exam, I got this now, I go home, I feel like ecology, I'll do good now. I see my final mark. Is it me that wrote this is me that wrote this exam? Like,
you're feeling so confident.
Like, from now on, anytime I feel like I'm confident in any exam, I'm always But yeah, that was definitely that course. But I did not feel that course, so that's a good thing.
That's good.
So yeah.
Mine is the same. It's a course I took the first semester of this year. I think the test, we had 3 tests, and each of them were worth, like, it had to be more than 20%. It was, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, okay. 2 of the tests were worth 40%.
Mm-hmm.
One was, the exam was worth 20.
Oh.
On the 40% test, it's a essay test.
Mm-hmm.
So he gives us, like, 3 questions, and we have to answer two of them.
Mm-hmm.
I answered one question that was half of the test, and I read the question wrong. And I answered something completely different than what he meant on the exam.
Uh-huh.
So I got like 50% on something worth 40%. I mean, I did well in the course
because
my professor was nice.
Yeah.
But it's like, I was so confident when I left because I was like, bruh, I answered this question right. And then he sent me like an email. He was like, bro, you didn't answer what I thought. So it was like, I'm going to, like, if you do well on the exam, mm-hmm. I'll discount your 50. Mm-hmm. So,
And also, I have something for professors out there. If you're a professor and your exams are hard and you don't cough the mark, I have a discussion with you after this class.
You said meet me outside.
Yes. Yeah. I hate to say they don't cough the marks, and everybody in that class is not doing good. We're all complaining.
Wait, so like they don't even raise the average?
No. That was what happened in my ecology class.
He just let you guys all.
Yeah, it didn't curve the mark.
Bro, my
professor. And we were all so confident too.
And that was first year?
No, it was this second. It was this fall, actually. Yeah.
But yeah, but like for my classes, like my crim classes, if we all do bad, then they just raise the mark like 10%.
Didn't curve it.
No? Wow. Okay. Let's move on.
I mean, I already read from Reddit.
For that they don't? Mm-hmm. Okay. So you were prepared mentally?
No, I was not prepared. I was so confident, guys.
It was a very smooth humbling so that you can go even higher.
Exactly.
I think my next question is like, how do you approach and process embarrassment and or failure in university?
I'm very, very awkward. Mm. I'm very weird. I've already accepted my fate.
That's okay.
So with embarrassment, it's okay.
You just have to move on from
that. Think about it for a while. Cry and move on.
I think, just replay what you could have done better and then accept that you can't fix it.
Exactly.
And then just move on. Yeah. And then for failure, what about that?
Failing. Oh my gosh. I was such a perfectionist before. Yeah, I was. If you guys don't know, before I was such a perfectionist. Everything has to be good. If it's not good in the next few weeks, don't talk to me because I'm going to be going through a mental episode. But now if I fail, how are we going to get back up? That's the way I try to say it now. I try to be more optimistic about things and try not to hold on to past failures too, because once you fail you start to think about other other instances and make it's just gonna ruin your self-esteem and everything. I just try to distract myself, watch YouTube, watch TikTok.
I think I allow myself like one day, not even a day, like mm-hmm. by the end of the day, I have to be over it. Like, because mm-hmm. there's nothing you can do to change it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or shop, guys.
On a window shop, mm-hmm. help. Because we don't have So, like, before, I wasn't working until recently. So, just window shopping.
Yes, guys.
Yeah.
Take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. That's all that matters.
Yeah. And then, how do you think that God would encourage you to approach instances of failure or embarrassment?
God. This is a deep question. I honestly cannot speak for God, though.
Wow, okay. That is wrong. It's supposed to be uplifting.
I guess I just, I try to uplift myself. I know that I'm not a failure. And, something I really like to do, if you know me, guys, I love to sing. I'll listen to gospel songs, try as much to read the Bible, because that's something I've been difficulty with lately since I'm busy. Watch, YouTube videos, something uplifting. And also, having good friends in your circle is also good. Cause if you're having like down times, and your mental health is not where it needs to be, having like uplifting people around you mm-hmm. during those crucial times are actually also very, very, very important.
Yeah, I think for me, it's the recognition that is it falling off?
Mm-hmm. It's okay.
Okay. The recognition that God doesn't see me as a failure even mm-hmm. if I fail, right? Or that I'm not a failure even if I fail. And then the other things that you said, like finding things to take your mind off mm-hmm. of it, or mm-hmm. finding people that you can talk to. Like if I've done really badly mm-hmm. on something, even if I won't tell my mom mm-hmm. what mark I got on the assignment, like, I'll be like, yo, I bombed the test.
At this point, I didn't even tell my parents about my test anymore. I just told them the final mark.
It's like, I passed. That's all yes. you need to know. Yeah, but if, like, if something's bothering me, mm-hmm. then I can talk to her about that. Yeah. And then she'll give, like, help.
Yeah.
And then listening to the Bible helps because yeah. I can't read my Bible. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can, but, like, finding the time to actually open the mm-hmm. heavy Bible we got on Amazon.
Yeah.
It doesn't work, but, like, listening to it helps. Yeah. So you have something inside. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we're rounding up now. Okay. So my last...
I know you guys are going to miss me, guys.
We have another episode to record after this.
Oh.
Yes. But we're rounding up this episode.
Okay.
Okay, the first question. What's some of the best big sis advice that you have for those just entering university?
Ooh.
It can be U of T specific or university Ooh. Generally.
Oh, God. Okay, first of all, make sure that... make sure you attend Frosh or like the
Frosh
week. Yeah. So you know, like, you know where everything is. Mm-hmm. Also, make sure to know about the resources in your school, because there's definitely, you know, mental health resources, financial resources.
Yeah.
Make sure you're taking advantage of those. If you're commuting, make sure, you know, use the GoBus yeah. student thinking.
Get a Presto card.
Yeah, the discount thing.
Put the youth discount on mm-hmm. it, yeah.
Make sure, especially buying textbooks, guys. I don't buy textbooks anymore.
Go online.
You'll find it for free. If you don't find it, come and meet me. I'll find it for you.
Yeah. I think if you go to U of T specifically mm-hmm. and you're not rich, check out UTAPS. Because, like, I didn't know about that until my third year.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I should have been taking it since my first year. But, yeah, like, if you get OSAP, look into financial assistance from your university. Mm-hmm. Even if you're getting a lot. Also, I don't know. I was going to say don't take a lot from OSAP, but, like, it's not like you have
yeah,
a choice. So,
exactly.
Like, if you can, try to limit that so that you don't feel stressed
mm-hmm.
later on. But, like, yeah, just be smart. Don't eat out every day yeah. at the food. If you go downtown and you're smelling the food trucks, go home. Don't buy it. Don't buy from them. That's it. That's all I have to say.
Be financially smart, guys. Mm-hmm.
If you don't need new clothes every month,
you don't need to get it.
No. Okay. I think the last question, what's one lesson you want your future self to remember Ooh. About your time in university?
Okay, this will definitely be from my grade 12 self, mm-hmm. since I was so disappointed about not getting to McMaster at university. And my advice to myself is, you believe.
Yeah, you're not going to die.
You're not going to die. You're going to be okay. You're going to be fine. And yeah, we're still breathing.
Yeah. I think mine is you're not going to make a wrong choice.
Yeah.
There's no wrong choice. As long as you've made a choice mm-hmm. that you're following God in some capacity, exactly. you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it for our first episode.
Bye,
with me.
Guys.
Tune in 2 weeks for the second part of this discussion.
Yum, yum.
And we'll see you later.
Bye.